Welcome to Around Montgomery County on your Tally Broadcasting Stations. I'm David Jenkins.
Coming up soon is the annual Irish Days Picnic and Homecoming Celebration in Farmersville. It's the 107th celebration of Irish Days, and that'll be coming up the weekend of June 8th through the 10th. I am pleased to be joined today by Rachel Owens, Ruth Leonard, and Dave Leonard. We're going to be talking a little bit about the Irish Days. And first of all, what do we have new going on this year? I understand we have something new that's going to be a part of the Irish Day celebration this year.
Well, yes, David. First of all, thank you for having us down here. Yeah, we're going to have a lip sync challenge this year on Friday night. We always try to do, you know, something where we can give away cash prizes and or prizes. And we run the Let's Make a Deal the last couple of years. So we come up with this. We got a new couple new committee members this year, and they kind of come up with this, and this is they're running with it, and they're actually trying to get contestants. So you don't have to be from the Farmersville Wagner area if you want to come in. Props are encouraged, and
costumes,
anything's fine. We have Bill Prose, professional sound man, is be there. So I believe you can walk on. I would encourage, if someone does want to be in it, maybe an hour or so early to let Bill know so he can cue in the music what you're going to do. And they would prefer you get a hold of them ahead of time.
Yes, a pre-registration is
available. Unfortunately,
available.
I don't have a phone number. Okay. It's not on the program, but it is on the flyers. And you can check with any of us or around town. But we would invite people in from out of the area. We'd love to have them. So $300 first place. And then there's a couple other cash prizes for second and third after that.
Sounds good. And I'll have you repeat this later on towards the end of the interview, but since we're talking about it, do you want to give like a phone number where they can contact you or someone so that you can steer them in the direction
sure.
of that?
Sure, be glad to. 217-825-7869. That will get a hold of me, and I would be happy to steer them to the chairpersons of this committee.
Sounds great, and that's obviously pretty popular. What with, I think, Jimmy Fallon started on The Tonight Show, the lip-sync battle,
yes,
a few years ago.
Yeah, so that's where they got the idea, I believe. And yeah, we're hoping it'll bring in some good fun times.
Should be entertaining.
Evening.
Get yep. really creative with that. That'll be going on Friday evening, mm-hmm. but before we get into more of the Friday festivities, Irish Days actually starts on Thursday, June 8th. What do we have going on Thursday?
Well, we'll be having our opening ceremony. Wagner American Legion Post does a flag raising and real nice opening ceremony. Little Mr. Miss contest. They're having the Kitty Haystack Scramble after the Little Mr. Miss. That way the contestants can get involved too. And then in the beer tent that night, we have Bill Prose as the DJ for the evening.
Irish Days will be continuing on Friday, June 9th. Again, I don't know if we mentioned this or not. This is all at the Program City Park in Farmersville. What are some of the things going on Friday? Day
well,
and night. I've been saying Friday night, but it's day and night.
Yes, it starts about 2:00 with the Hillbilly Golf Tournament. We've been doing this for a lot of years, and it's very popular. Actually, there's been times they have to turn teams away. They don't have enough time or uh-huh. enough brackets to do it. Usually, we've been averaging about 40 teams a year.
It's a good problem to have.
It is a very good problem to have. And then, of course, we have the rides and games. They start again. They start each evening at 6:00. And then as we move into the evening, 7:00, we have the introduction of the Queen contestants. Of course, the Lip Sync Challenge starts shortly after that. And from 8:30 to 11:30 in the beer tent, we have Captain Geach and
right.
Shrimp Shack Shooters back again. And we love these guys. They do a heck of a job for us. They bring in big crowds, and they're very popular in Central Illinois.
Right, no stranger to Irish Days.
They are not, no.
You mentioned the introduction of the Queen contestants. Are you finished with gathering Queen contestants, or are you still searching for Queen
well,
candidates?
We're very fortunate. We have one of the Queen committee here, Rachel Owens, and she is her and the rest of her committee are all past Irish Day queens.
Very nice.
And we're very happy to have them on board. They've been really doing a good job for us the last couple of years, so I'll let Rachel talk about that.
We are finished gathering contestants. We actually have six this year, six girls that are, we have five that are juniors in high school right now, one that's a senior, so we opened that up a couple years ago, that we have junior and senior girls from the Farmersville Wagner communities. They've been doing great so far. We've had lots of practices and having bake sales to kind of raise money for our pageant. But they're all gung-ho and ready. I met with them, and you know what? They're having quite a fun time. They're getting really excited now that it's coming closer. So,
do you have a list of the candidates handy by chance?
I can name them off for you.
Okay, sure. That'd be great.
So our first contestant is Madeline Krause. She's from Farmersville. Then we've got Morgan Byers, Savannah Bowman, Cambria Underwood, Grace Hobson, and then Jonah Barrett.
We'll continue on. That's just the introduction of the Queen contestants happening on Friday. The actual pageant is Saturday. Coronation, I should say. Coronation.
Yeah, so Saturday. The girls that night will just kind of come out, tell you a little bit about themselves. They're going to help out with the lip sync challenge. They're going to participate this year. So, and then Saturday night, they'll have their full pageant and we'll crown the queen.
Is it all kind of like a weekend long audition?
Oh, it's almost a 2 weekend long thing. So, okay. The weekend before they meet with their pageant judges and have an interview and everything. But we try and make the Irish Days actual 3 days a lot of fun for them, get their nails done. They get to help out the little kids in the Little Miss pageant on Thursday and then kind of come through the weekend and finish it off on Saturday riding in the parade and just helping out with Irish Days.
You're really earning your crown.
Yeah, they do a lot of work. They put a lot of hard work into the pageant, and I think it comes out and shows on that Saturday night.
Saturday, the final day of the festivities. What are some of the things going on Saturday? I know one of them is the Breast Cancer Fun Run and Walk, which will be beginning at 7 a.m. And here to talk about that is Ruth Leonard with the Montgomery County Breast Cancer Support Group.
Yeah, this is it's called Monisa Clark's Irish Day Cancer Fun Walk or Run, and it's sponsored by Montgomery County Breast Cancer Group. And it's going to be at the old high school when you come into Farmersville. This is where we're going to meet. On registration will be at 7 o'clock. The 5K run or walk will start at 8, and the 1 mile will start at 8:30. And I want to really stress, when we get done with the walk or the run, we have a short program in the park. And it is to honor the survivors and kind of tell everyone about our group. We help all the ones that are diagnosed in Montgomery County. We try to help each and every one. We all kind of be kind of like sisters. And our group gives $400 to each new diagnosed. And we try to keep up with the lady or ladies that get diagnosed. And we kind of, like myself, maybe the one, because there's several different types of cancer, breast cancer. So we try to have the person that maybe that I, the same kind I had, I would call and try to mentor her through her treatment. But all the proceeds that we get from this walk stays in Montgomery County to help the ladies in Montgomery County. I can't express, we have a great group of women that, I just can't say enough about them. They really walk you through your, and it's not only you, but it's your family. And if I can, our group was started in 2008. And anyway, like I said, we give gift cards away. And what we do in the community awareness and activity, we have our walk, and we have Old Settlers, we have volleyball for the cure, hoop for the cure, speak engagements. I mean, we have email support groups. So please come out and enjoy the day and enjoy the short program. And Alicia Grossenheider will be speaking about our group to the people that come out. And she's an awesome lady. She's a very, very awesome lady. So please, come and join us.
And you mentioned on-site registration begins at 7 that morning, but there is pre-registration available as well.
Yes, but, you know, I just ordered the shirts. And believe me, there'll be enough shirts for everyone.
Right.
So you can even register that day if you'd like.
Do you get a lot of late entries for that?
Yes, I do. Yes, I do. And that's okay. I'll take whatever, you know, if people come out just at the last minute, want to come and join us, please, please do.
I imagine you probably get a pretty good turnout for the fun run and walk, because those are really popular in the area. You have a lot of runners in the area.
Yes, and I wanted to say, though, we do not time the runners, because when we put on here, fun run.
Right.
We don't have the people to, you know, to time the walkers and the runners and that. So it's just enjoyable and it's for a very, very good cause.
I'm sure people can time themselves if they really want to.
They can. Yeah, that's what. And, you know, you learn over the past years what goes and what don't. And I want to say, too, the opportunity to thank all the sponsors that we have, because if it wasn't for the sponsors, we couldn't keep it at $10.
Absolutely.
And they're awesome. But our community, I can't say enough about them.
Before we move on, if somebody has any questions about the fun run and walk or about the breast cancer support group in Montgomery County, how can they find out some more information?
Well, they can contact me. My number is 217-494-3848 or 217-227-4567. And if I don't know the answer, I'll get someone that does.
Excellent. That is, again, Saturday morning, June 10th, beginning at 7 a.m., the third day of Irish Days. And there is much more to be had during the Saturday on Irish Days. And we also mentioned the pageant is that evening, but there are other events going on in between.
Yes, David. Actually, I wanted to mention, we have some of the best food. We have fish that people stand in line for. We have a what we call it Foodorama after the old building at the fair, but we have a pavilion set up, has three different stands in it. First one sponsored by the Athletic Association in Irish Days. It has your pork chops, ribeyes. They're all fresh, they're all cooked there. Boston Chapel, they have these gourmet hot dogs that are really, really good, quarter pounders with lemonade. And Lutheran Church has pie and ice cream to top it off.
Oh,
so,
man.
Some of the best food, that's all 3 days. And we do have breakfast Friday and Saturday morning at the Irish Day and Athletic Stand. Volleyball starts at 9:30. You need to, anybody's welcome to walk in. You contact Kimberly Denny at 652-0145. We have antique truck tractor show, pedal tractor show. I think as far as the truck and tractor show, it's a pedal tractor pull, not show.
Yeah.
But as far as the show goes, you can just show up that morning, or you can contact Tammy Stern at 341-2962. Chili cook-off, it starts. We're closing in on 30 years. I'm not positive, but we're getting close to 30 years. And we usually have anywhere from 25 to 30 cooks show up. Again, anyone's welcome to enter from the area or out of. We've had people from out of state. The funds from that chili cook-off go to the Panhandle Special Ed Department at Lincolnwood. Parade, the registration's 3 o'clock. It's at the old St. Isidore School. Most people know where that's at, but if they don't, there's always somebody there to direct you. Our big parade, the Magic of Make-Believe, starts at 4 o'clock. We do have a short ride matinee from 4 to 6, $2 tickets, and they must be used by 6 o'clock. There's free face painting. There's bingo each night. Then I'm going to turn it over to Rachel here in just a second, let her tell you about the pageant. But I will mention, at about 8:30 in the KC tent, we have Off the Wall. And they're a very, very good band out of the Central Illinois area here, very popular. And we're really pleased. We feel like we have a good band lined up this year. I'll let Rachel go, because most of Saturday evening is the pageant.
It's always a good way to end a festival with some sort of queen pageant.
Yeah, a queen pageant, a sparkly crown. Who doesn't like that, huh? But, yeah, starting at 6:30, we're going to kick off over at the main stage. Like I said, we've got 6 contestants running this year for Miss Irish Days. They've been working hard. At 6:30, they start out. Joe Tishkow usually does an introduction, just kind of welcomes people over to the stage. And then we are going to start off with an introduction number. The girls will come out, tell everybody who they are, and do a little dance number, which they're working hard to prepare. Next, they come out and they do a dance number that they choreographed themselves, actually, along with a fellow member of the committee that I'm on, Miss Ailey. She would have been our 2015 Miss Irish Days. So,
is that Ailey Elmore?
Ailey Elmore,
so
yeah.
The reigning
Montgomery County Fair Queen, yeah. So she helps us out, and she's been working hard with the girls on that. It's a sports-themed number this year, so be looking out for that. Then I think probably the thing they most anticipate is putting on the pretty dresses and coming out. So
of course.
They'll come out in their formal gowns, answer 2 on-stage questions for our judges. And then while the judges deliberate, we'll present the Citizen of the Year, which is a great award that they give out every year to a citizen of the Farmersville community. It's nominated by people in the community, and it's just kind of a really good way to recognize somebody who goes above and beyond and just really to build our small town and keep it going. Following that, Callie Kreger, our reigning Miss Irish Days, is going to give her farewell speech and take one last walk, and then we'll go ahead and crown our new queen for the year, and she'll get to celebrate the what she has left of Irish Days and go on a whirlwind of a year. It's quite a ride. So
all the girls will be able to decompress as they've had a busy week.
Exactly. Yeah, they have a, I'll tell you what, we work them hard, and they do a great job. They've been such great representation of our community already, and they continue that out through the whole celebration. So we're very grateful to have good girls running for our crown.
Absolutely. Again, that is Saturday evening. The Queen festivities, we'll just say, beginning at 6:30, because it's all depending on how long everything goes.
Exactly. Yeah, we try and get done before that way Off the Wall can get kicked off at 8:30. And I did forget to mention in there with Citizen of the Year, they'll announce parade winners, and there'll be some business drawings.
Sounds good. Was there anything else anybody wanted to mention about Irish Days that we have not covered?
We'd just like to invite everybody in the WSMI listening area to come join us.
Again, that is Dave Leonard and Rachel Owens with the Irish Days Association, and Ruth Leonard with the Montgomery County Breast Cancer Support Group. And that's it for this edition of Around Montgomery County. I'm David Jenkins. Tune in next time. Until then, so long.